This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Button.
So those of you who are following on Facebook.com/DJV Show can see me in the studio for the, what is today, the third day I've been here. Third day from our broadcast facility in Jerusalem. Tomorrow I'll be in Tel Aviv at a studio as well. And the first hour or two of the program, I'll have my friend Uri Geller on the air with us. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer is... What is it? Christmas party? What was it? She had some other business.
She had an open house, I think, for her company, and then she also had a play that she had to go to.
That was it. Okay. She had to go to it, or she wanted to go to it? That is the question. Okay. Hi, everybody. Have a wonderful first day of winter. Wait a minute. It's not quite winter yet. If we were to be precise, winter falls in. I'm in the zone. Where I am is wintertime. Where you are, Victoria, is not. Winter will not officially. Winter begins with the spinning of the earth. It is the fall solstice, is what they call it. There are lots of different words for it, but it's basically the beginning of wintertime. Look, I was already about to say spring.
I thought it is winter today.
Yeah, today, but it's not ready. It isn't officially winter until, like, this afternoon sometime.
I think it started at 5:45 Eastern.
Who asked you?
5:44 a.m.
Where did that voice come from? Who said that? You just
look, we're freezing, so we're very heightened into the fact that it is winter. 5:44
Maybe I was looking at it wrong.
I remember seeing
5:44 someplace, but it could have been a.m. I'll give you that. Kara Schillen is here. She's operating the studio facility, bringing us all together, me from Israel and Victoria from New York City, and you from wherever you are. If you would like to participate in our giveaway, continuing our week of Christmas presents, these are not toys, although they could be considered toys. Today's gift is an HP Sprocket. I think we gave away one of these last week, too, didn't we?
No, last week we teased it.
Okay.
Last week we teased it, but this is definitely a toy that everyone will want this Christmas.
All right, you can get your choice of either a white one with a rose gold trim or a black one with silver trim. The Sprocket is a printer. It's about the size of a large handheld device. Don't you like the way I tactfully call iPhones? Well, they aren't really all iPhones. A lot of people, by the way, have droids over here. Last night at dinner with Uri, I'm looking at him. He's got a BlackBerry. I looked at him. I said, what planet
really?
Are you from? Why are you using a... He's always used BlackBerries. He just likes BlackBerries.
Yeah, I mean, Androids are bigger internationally. There's way more Android users in the world than there are iPhones.
iPhones are huge here.
I think iPhones are made in Israel, aren't they?
Part of the guts are made in Israel, yes.
Yeah,
and they're assembled in China. But a lot of the technology... Israel, as I think I've said a couple of times, it bases its economy on technology. They have no resources here. So they have to, the reality is that their survival depends on how smart they are and how well they can adapt to and use their brains to create things. And that's why this is the fourth largest technology economy in the world. Here, lots of things. By the way, I didn't realize it, but Waze was developed here by an Israeli. Did you know that?
I did not. That's it.
And the guy became a kajillionaire.
It works so well, I'm not surprised.
We were using it yesterday. That's how I started talking about it, because I said to Uri, we were in the car driving around, and the fellow who was driving didn't know exactly where we were going, so we got out Waze. And then I said, well, I used it last week going to Florida, and we didn't find that it worked that well. And they looked at me, what do you mean it doesn't work? You know how sometimes Israelis, and I say this with the most love, the Israelis are very interested in winning arguments. Whatever the conversation, it's I told you what I'm buying. You know, like we've had a couple of questions about the information that we were getting from our sources here, and they're happy to say that they've said it three times, and what's the matter with us? And so in that circumstance, it prevails here, and I guess I would probably be that way. I say this again lovingly. If I were in a country where everybody around me wanted to push me into the sea or kill me, I'd probably be pretty persistent at being or trying to be right. So anyway, I say that because you could argue about some points, some things that are developed here in Israel, some isn't, of some that are not. I'm very interested in trying to find, we're working on getting this fellow that develops desalinization plants, because the water now, the shortage they had here in Israel is gone because they built some desalinization plants that were developed here. And it's a fascinating process, and I want to promote it for use in America. So, but I tell you that because the technology, as Victoria was saying, for most of, whether it's an iPhone, whether it's a Droid, whether it's a BlackBerry, all of that stuff has all been imagined, dreamt, thought out, and developed here in Israel. And so when you use your phone, you think China. Well, the Chinese are not that smart. The Chinese are good at ripping things off. Chinese are great at copy. They are. That's what they do. They rip you off. They're happy to take anything and recreate it cheaper. Sometimes it's just as good, sometimes it's not. The Chinese are not original thinkers at all. They have never really been in their history, which goes back tens of thousands of centuries. I think that you would find that the Chinese were not creative, not anywhere near as creative as the Japanese. And I don't know why that is, and you know, somebody's going to throw a rock at me and say, "Well, how do you know that for sure?"
Well, I remember. I think you're right, because I remember in world history class in high school or college, learning that that the Chinese were very isolationists. They were very much isolationists way back thousands of years ago. They didn't let anybody in, and they didn't let anybody out for a really long time, and that stunted their growth in every possible way. Whereas other nations allowed immigrants, and then they traveled more, and the Chinese just didn't do that. The wall was there, and that was it. I mean,
we're keeping you in, and we're keeping them out.
Exactly.
That's the way it worked.
Well, it really did stunt their growth for a long time.
Yeah, it did. And so one of the great things about this area, even though there's a lot of dispute of whose land is whose and what, and we're in the process of posting a video of my trip to Herod's tomb and the mountain where Herod's castle was. Anybody who's had any experience reading the Bible, you know the story of King Herod and how his castle looked down over Bethlehem and Jerusalem and Ammon. And this is something that is that again, it blows my mind how close everything is here. Israel is the size of the state of New Jersey. They've closed off the southern border. The Syrian border is about 200 miles. Those of you who are watching me on TV, you're seeing me point that way. They went that way. The border to Syria is just a little over 200 miles to the north and east of where I am. The Jordanian border is 2 miles from where I'm sitting right now. We drove by earlier this morning the West Bank, and there's some pictures, I think, there, Victoria, that you're working on posting from the West Bank settlements. That's very controversial, as most people know. And one of the things that is so startling, but yet I suppose there's a safety quotient to it, driving up the highway, where on the left-hand side is the Palestinian encampment, if you will. Right-hand side on the West Bank is the Israeli encampment. And so there's about a 40-foot swath along the highway of it's a drive, it's a road that has high fences on both sides of it. And the Israeli soldiers that are stationed at the base of it get into Humvees and MRAPs, and they drive around and they patrol the border on this road between the West Bank and what is on the other side of the highway, the Palestinian encampment. And you can see during the two or three wars that they've had here as they were developing their homelands, you could spit, literally, if you had a lot of oomph behind you, or throw a rock or a baseball, certainly a Scud rocket, from one side, or the snipers, they said, that's what they did. The snipers are on one side of the hill, and they're shooting at the Israelis on the other. There was a restaurant on the top of the hill And the Jordanian, the Palestinians, or Hamas, wasn't, I don't know that it was the average Palestinian, but the Hamas sitting over there from their homes with rifles shooting the people that are at the restaurant on the other side of the road. And this is the kind of stuff. So when Meredith says she doesn't want to come because she's worried about safety, that's the old world. I mean, can that stuff develop at any time? I suppose. But things are much quieter now than they ever actually have been. But just for point of reference, and I got off on a tangent here a little bit describing what's going on here because of my enthusiasm for describing to you as much as I can through picture and word the situation here, because most Americans are very interested in what's going on here because it affects our lives. You know, the end of the world could come because of what's going on right here. It isn't going to come because of what the Chinese are doing. That's another thing. Chinese are, you know, they're building up these man-made islands in the South China Sea to claim that they own more of the sea so they can, you know, they're all worried about or trying to put their mark in the water as to where their the border actually is, and they own this and they own that and they want this and they want the history of the world. I mean, that's the whole thing. Every day this week you've heard me talking, ladies, about the conquest that went on here, and it's the story of the whole planet. It's the story of the human race. Everybody wants to be the king of the hill. And literally here, that's what you could do. You could be the king of the hill. That's how it worked. Anyway, so
well,
we were
actually...
Well,
I do think a lot of Americans, when they think of Israel, they just think of constant violence and conflict. And I think that's probably why Meredith was, you know, saying she was hesitant to go and visit with you, because I think that's just sort of the perception that people have.
It is. Yeah, it is. Anyway, so we started this conversation talking about how great they were technologically, and this HP Sprocket, much of the technology for it also developed here in Israel. If you want to win one of these, you stick around for a while, and we'll see how we give it away maybe in the next hour or two. DJV on the air at 18 past the hour.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Need last-minute gifts? Don't miss the giant stocking sale this Friday and Saturday at your local Ace. Buy an oversized stocking for $5 and save 20% on almost anything that fits inside.
Ace is the place where you're excited to get a sock for Christmas. A giant sock filled with gifts.
Offer valid at participating stores December 23rd and 24th only on regular price items that fit inside the 42-inch stocking. One per customer. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After paying an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
The EPA today says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
As is the case each hour at this time on this program, we have a musical, not interlude, but just kind of a musical focus. Musical news, certainly, and the Christmas season. We're only a few days away from Christmas. We get down to the bottom or the top of that list from Billboard magazine, the top 100 downloaded and played and requested tunes for Christmas. Number 13 belongs to Jimmy Durante. All right, ladies, do either of you know or remember or have heard of Jimmy Durante?
No, but I've heard this song.
Okay.
I thought this went to a movie.
It does.
I don't. Okay.
There's a show. There's a television show, sort of a movie. It's on every year, Frosty the Snowman. I can't remember whether Durante's version of this song is the one that's played in it, but somebody will call us at 888-302-DOUG and tell us the story. Jimmy Durante was a very popular entertainer in the 40s, 50s, early 60s. Always wore a hat and had a huge nose. And was just a character and a half. He was a very entertaining guy. Just a sweet character. Couldn't possibly exist in the world we live in today. He was too simple and sweet. I'm going to guess this guy, the version of the song we're listening to, he recorded was in his 70s. Just fabulously popular. So, one era to another. I grew up on a lot of Jimmy Durante stuff, and so did my folks, actually. All right, next up on the musical hit parade here, informationally, those of you who remember the song Happy Together, which was probably the biggest hit the Turtles had. They had 4 or 5 albums that were very successful in the 60s. The fellas that made up the group, known as Flo and Eddie, have sort of taken it on the chin. They've been suing Sirius XM because they weren't getting any royalties for the songs that they recorded. For example, this one comes from 1967. Most of their stuff was in the 60s, early 70s. So the highest court in New York ruled yesterday that the owners of these recordings cannot make stations or outfits like Sirius XM pay for their use. And I don't understand the rationale here. Why is there a date that makes it right after a certain date, and I think it was 72.
Right. Isn't that weird?
You have to pay. Yeah, no, it's not right. This I would not use on the air the word or words that I would say applies to this ruling. This is a bad ruling.
Well, yeah, I always thought it was bizarre because when I mean, oh my God, I just called you Jen. Victoria, you worked there, and I interned at Sirius, and, you know, one of the things they always had us do was put information in, you know, whether something was before or after 1972.
72, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For this reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
right.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I will withhold my comments on the conversations I was privy to about things like this and royalties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next up, Richard Marx, the singer, did not have a great flight on a Korean Air flight with his wife, Daisy Fuentes, who was a DJ on MTV, you may remember. Earlier. She was the first one on, I think, wasn't she? Wasn't she the first one on?
She was more like in the 90s. I remember being a kid watching her. She wasn't the first generation of MTV DJs, but she was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, she really... And I had no idea that she married Richard Marx.
I didn't either. I know. I took a plane ride with her once myself. She sat next to me. Interesting kid. Anyway, there was a passenger on this flight who became violent, beat up a couple of passengers and one of the crew members, and then this thing went on for hours, apparently, on the plane. I don't know why they didn't land it. He aided the flight attendants in taking down and restraining this guy. The crew, he described as completely ill-trained and ill-equipped to handle the situation. He was tweeting all about it. And
He was really angry. To look at his tweets...
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he felt he needed to intervene and get in there was terrible.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the plane landed in Seoul and everybody was okay, but not because it was easy. 28 past the hour.
Mistake makers. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What should we do with mistake makers? What consequences should exist for them? Should we punish them harshly? Oh, remember, I'm only talking about people who make mistakes differently than you do. Because you, like me, obviously also make mistakes. But no, I'm not talking about the mistakes you make because those mistakes are obviously okay to make. What I'm asking you about are, what should we do with people who make mistakes differently from you? I mean, if I was referring to your mistakes, I'd probably suggest that there be some consequence that involves you being taught how you messed up or understand why you did what you did and then be taught a new path. But then any discussion around your mistakes is usually acceptable. It's the discussion around others' mistakes where you really have the freedom to judge harshly. Except that we're all mistake makers. For more on compassion and perspective, subscribe to Tackling Life, the podcast where I team up with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Okay, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Killen, or Keelan, as her parents like. They don't like it when I say Killen because it sounds like I'm mispronouncing her. It's spelled K-I-L-L-E-N instead of K-E-E-L-A-N. Kara and Victoria, Kara Shillen. All these L-A-Ns, these Irish ladies who are joining me to hold the 40.
I think Kara's German, right?
Is she? Is that Shillen? A German name?
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Really? That's what they tell you. Who's they?
The people.
The people. That's good. All right, speaking of Germany, most people are talking about and wondering about this Berlin fiasco here. This truck that crowded its way into a market where there were hundreds of people on Tuesday. This was a 10-wheel van truck. Went into the crowd going about 60 miles an hour. And let's see, how many people at this point? 12, 13 people dead, another 50 or 60 injured, including some people from Israel where I am. I was trying to find out if there are any Americans involved. Apparently not, but still makes big news because it appears to have all the throes of some kind of a terrorist attack. And they yesterday arrested a Palestinian, and here it is again. You know, that's back to what we were talking about before. I'm sorry, a Pakistani. But, you know, that was a Freudian slip. But yet, that's what a lot of people think. You know, all these Middle Easterners, they're the same. What difference does it make? Whether a Pakistani or a Syrian or a Palestinian or a Lebanese, it's all the same. They're all crazy Muslims, and they're doing this kind of stuff. Well, they're all crazy, I can give you that. And unfortunately, most of them are Muslims, if not all of them, that are involved in this kind of stuff. So we come up with the same conclusion. Now, here is Germany. Remember that Germany is the hotbed in Europe of most of the Syrians who are going across the border to Syria is 200 miles from where I am, and they have this, there's a narrow, just where Israel comes together with Greece, and Syria sort of is up in there too. Jordan is just a little to the south. So they come across there, and then they go through Turkey and Greece and up into Europe. And there are more of these Syrian refugees in Germany than any place else. And so now people are wondering whether are there people from Pakistan who have migrated to Syria who are now moving up into Germany or into Europe. This whole area here, you can go all the way over to Afghanistan, and you come back through, if you will, the northern areas, but there's Iraq, and you see where Pakistan is, and India, if you look at a map. And all the Indians are not a problem. Pakistanis, there are some really crazed Pakistanis. And, you know, then you filter across through the northern areas, especially of Afghanistan, and into these seriously deserted areas. I mean, there's so much desert in this area. And it starts here, basically. The desert in Jordan goes all the way across into these other countries. Anyway, so you have these crazy people, and now the Germans are getting really upset about this, because I think this is a couple of these sorts of things have happened before. But because it's Christmas, and the Muslims think that the infidels ought not to be celebrating. But, you know, I'll carry that one step further. There's a problem here with a Jewish university today. It's called Techni. I think it's, I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it. T-E-C-H-N-I-O-N. Would you pronounce that Technion? Technion, I think.
Yeah, there's that would sound anyway. Right, I guess.
So it's an Israeli technical university where a lot of the sort of thing that we were talking about before, really serious people who are interested in technology go there. So yesterday, and it brings in students from all around the Middle East, not just from Israel. So yesterday, they have a student union that sets aside space for the various religious groups, the Jews and the Arabs and the Christians. So yesterday, a Christmas tree was put up inside the student union in this university, which is in Haifa. And sure enough, before the day was out, a rabbi, the rabbi who's the official rabbi for the Jewish students at the university, told the Jewish students not to go near the tree. And so a lot of the progressive Jewish kids who were at this got upset about it. The protests started. And I'm looking at a picture of an Arab girl and a Jewish girl, neither of them Christian, standing in front of the tree taking a selfie. And basically saying to the rabbi, up yours, rabbi. And but you see this sort of thing, and then you begin to understand the differential in philosophy for the educated, and does this sound elitist? I hope it doesn't. There are lots of Palestinians who don't get the kind of education that the Jewish kids get. The Israeli school system, as you can imagine, is top-notch. And most of the kids get a good, broad education. They aren't taught to hate the Palestinians. They're taught the history of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as we ought to be taught the history of all kinds of religions and all kinds of ethnicities in America. Anyway, the Palestinian kids are not taught that. The schools teach them to hate the Jews starting in when they're 4 years old. And so this kind of nonsense goes on. But the older and the more serious or the more entrenched of all the religionists, like this rabbi must be, says, nope, you can't go near that tree because it represents Christianity and they're infidels and we don't want to have anything to do with them. So you see, dealing with this kind of stuff, these sort of fractions and these kind of made-up phony, in our estimation, I mean, these people take it very seriously. It would probably be upset with me for saying what I'm saying. But come on, people. You're going to get upset because there's a Christmas tree in the student union and tell the Jewish students at the school not to go near it? That kind of thinking, exasperating. It's really exasperating. Anyway, all right, so I'm telling you some stories because I think they're should I keep telling these stories, Victoria?
Why not?
Well, the stories, I'd be telling the same story. If the same thing happened in America and I found out about it, or right. Even if I were doing the program in America and I saw this happen over here, I would tell the story because I think it's mindless nonsense.
It is. It's a shame that's a way of thinking still.
And gets in the way of what you've posted, what I sent in, the picture. I was in Jaffa last night having a birthday dinner with Uri Geller, and we went into the main square, and there sitting in the main square is a huge lighted Christmas tree.
It's beautiful, too.
Yeah, it's magnificent. There's a big Jewish population there. There's a big Christian population. There's a big Arab population. They all live together. There are some issues that come up from time to time. But this is an ecumenical time of the year, and the Christmas tree is beautiful. I thought it was wonderful. And that's why I sent you a picture and wanted it posted, so you can see that everything is not as you may think it is over here. Anyway, where are we? It's like 42 past the hour. I need to talk a little bit about Super Beats. All right, we're going to do, and in a minute, we're going to have Victoria having a conversation with Carly Simon. First, though, I want to spend a minute on Super Beats. Go-to drink when you're feeling tired and sluggish and off your game. Call 800-655-4183, or you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get Super Beats to open up the channels in your body, give you regular blood pressure. Make sure the blood goes to every portion of your body so you're healthy, your organs, your muscles, your brain, everything's functioning perfectly. This is the go-to. This has become so popular in the last couple of years. It's great stuff. So if you call 800-655-4183 to order for the first time, you'll get not only a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, but a free one-month supply of Nutrition Foundation, which is a daily multivitamin specifically designed to work with the Super Beats. Call now, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hand in hand, young and old, calm each other's fears. Christmas is almost here.
You are we're listening to the music of the one and only Carly Simon, and that's from her Christmas album, Christmas is Almost Here Again. And we are so honored and so excited to welcome Carly Simon. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you. So you have so much going on in your life and in your career right now. Your memoir, Boys in the Trees, which came out last year, was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's now out in paperback just in time for holiday shopping. Hint, hint. What was the impetus behind sharing your life story with everyone?
Well, I had always been a writer. I kept diaries from the age of about eight on, and so I have about 60 diaries around my, you know, in and around my bookshelves and my drawers and everything. And I took to reading them about 3 or 4 years ago, and just to see what I could turn up on myself, or just to be inspired to write other songs, or just to see what were some of the themes of my life. And I took out the diaries, and they were so interesting to me, and I just thought, you know, there's something so natural about them. I don't try to write in a certain style, or if I do have a style, it is my own style, and I'm not trying for something more glamorous or you know.
Right.
And so I just sort of wrote the story as I remembered it, and I remembered it because I had the little book notes that what is it called when you have the notes from something so that you can take an exam quickly and you refer to the something.
Oh,
notes.
Cliff notes. Yeah. I was very familiar with those in college.
Cliff notes of my life.
Right. And from the cliff notes of your life, did you learn anything about yourself that was surprising, or did you remember something that you had long forgotten?
I was able to put two and two together in a lot of areas. I mean, I think I write more than anything else about my relationships with men, and starting with my relationship with my father, it set me off on a path for finding something that I could never seem to find, and trying to compensate for it in lots of other ways.
Which happens to a lot of women. Yep. Yeah, the relationship with your dad can really set the tone for the rest of your adult relationships with men.
It seems to have done that with mine, certainly, and it's more interesting when you're aware of it, because then you can say, oh, that happened with my father, only my father told me that my nose was fat instead of my ankles, or, you know, you just, there's a certain theme that's established with your father, and it keeps on repeating, but you're not aware of it because you became so aware of it when you were a child that it's just like falling off a log. It's all too easy.
You know, it's so interesting to me, even in 2016, people have such a fascination with your love life, all the different relationships you've had. Now you talk about it goes all the way back to your father, and that's such a deeply personal thing, and yet that seems to be something that people focus on so much when they think of Carly Simon. Is it difficult, or was it helpful to have the public be so fascinated with your love life?
You mean who You're So Vain is about?
Well, I mean, people still want to know about You're So Vain. People are still fascinated with your relationship and marriage to James Taylor.
Do you think that this happens to men too? Do you think that
no.
that the public is fascinated by a man's love life?
Only when it ends. I think there's a massive double standard, and I think that you are a prime example of that.
I wonder why that is. I mean, is it because, do you think it has anything to do with boys' relationships with their mothers?
It could be. I mean, there's obviously so much psychology you've unearthed throughout this writing process for your memoir, which everyone should go and read, and this is certainly something on my list for the holiday season. Boys in the Trees came out last year, and now it's out in paperback, and I can't wait to delve more into your story. And, of course, everyone needs to go and get your holiday album. Christmas is almost here again. We have to, unfortunately, let you go. I could talk to you all day long, Carly Simon. We all just adore you here in the DJV show. Thank you so much, and I wish you the happiest of holidays.
Say prayers on boulevards. It's the night before Christmas.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, 53 after the hour, we find ourselves in Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The Cubans are trying to get people like me and you to come to Cuba. And I said to one of my assistants today in an email, because we were talking about the next trip, these people, when I was in England, people said, well, do you take a lot of these trips? I said, well, it depends on the year. This year, I find myself more interested in traveling and bringing you stories from here, there, and everywhere. That's why I went to England, but I didn't tell you many stories because I wasn't on the air by design. But this is by design, me being on the air from Israel. And I think that the next stop is to do a trip to Cuba.
I'm just going to say one thing. If you do not take me with you, you and I are no longer friends.
Oh, really?
Dead serious about that.
That's like a threat. All right, well, anyway, the story
is... It is a threat.
We'll
I will
see.
Quit, I will meet you there and harass you.
All right, we'll see what we can arrange.
I am dying
to go
to Cuba.
Now, here, the story today is, though, that a couple of thousand Cubans are going to have internet access. One of the big problems with Cuba is they are not in the 21st century, not even the 20th century when it comes to communication abilities. This is a big step, one of the lowest online connectivity rates in the world in Cuba. Only the people who were at the top of the rung when it came to politics and bureaucracy and government had it. Now they're trying to get Wi-Fi hotspots here or there to get people online. And as soon as they can get some sort of really good, reliable internet, I'll go down and do maybe a couple of days from Cuba. We'll see. But the story here is that the trial is on. They're trying to get, and they are apparently successful, at least in a couple thousand homes for the next couple of months of trying internet access I think it's fairly easy once you get a company in there, but
right.
You know, they have been very restrictive in what they have allowed. But now if you want to get people to come, you got to have internet access. And so let's see.
Isn't that interesting that Castro's barely cold and now the internet hits 2,000 homes? I mean, that's interesting to me, the timing of it.
Barely cold.
Which is great. Yeah.
Facebook and LinkedIn in a moment from Victoria. I'm Doug, and it's 55 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty?
It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too.
Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons.
Best girls' night ever?
Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, let's get out of here. 56 after the hour with TalkTech. Either or, you can use it any way you want, folks. Facebook news. What's the scoop, Victoria?
Well, this is for Android users. Bob often accuses me of only talking about iPhones. So here's an Android story just for Bob. Bob's our general manager, in case you don't know. So Android users around the world will be able to add color to the backgrounds of their text posts on Facebook. And this is actually happening right now. Instead of just having a standard white background, they have a whole new color palette that it goes from yellow to green and deep blue and purple. And you can really add a lot of color. And you'll start seeing this now on your Facebook news feed. You'll see that other people are posting in color, so your whole screen will be lit up like a Christmas tree. And this will eventually roll out to iOS and Apple users, but right now Android got it first.
All right, those of you who belong to LinkedIn, and I'm one of those, there is a possibility that your your account has been hacked. What's going on there?
Yeah, LinkedIn owns several other sites that are sort of under the umbrella of LinkedIn. Lynda.com is an online learning platform. You can go on, sign on, and you can learn all types of skills, computing and all different things. They had 9.5 million accounts were compromised, and apparently the hackers got data information like your name, your email address, and a lot of the courses that you've been taking. So all of that has been compromised. Now, they do say that they have reset the passwords for 55,000 accounts. They are notifying people. It's better go in today, reset your password if you're a user of Lynda.com.
It's always the way to handle most of these things that are problems like that. Reset your passwords and be a little more creative than hello 123 or whatever the heck it is that you're...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.